This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Burrill, B-U-R-R-U-L-L hyphen Gorostiaga, G-O-R-O-S-T-I-A-G-A. First name, Jose, J-O-S-E. Date of birth, November 10, 1956. Date of evaluation, March 10, 2022. Referring service, disability and social service. The chief complaint, 65-year-old white male who is seen for disability evaluation. The HBI, the patient is a 65-year-old male who is known to have multiple medical problems, to include but not limited to hypertension, diabetes, hypercholesterolemia, congestive heart failure, and chronic kidney disease, period. He has long-standing history of multiple medical problems, but reports easy fatigue and walking 20 to 25 steps on an incline, period. He notes that he is able to walk approximately 40 yards on a flat surface before developing fatigue and shortness of breath, period. He notes that symptoms have been present and worsening for approximately 6 months, period. He had been evaluated by his primary care physician and told to control his blood pressure and weight, period. In September of 2021, he underwent a permanent pacemaker placement, period. Since that time, he has continued with shortness of breath, period. He reports that he uses two pillows, but mainly to avoid pain, period. The patient denies symptoms of palpitations, period. The past medical issue, correction, past medical history, type 2 diabetes with diabetic polyneuropathy with long-term current use of insulin. Next number, benign hypertension with chronic kidney disease, stage 3. Next number, hyperlipidemia associated with type 2 diabetes. Next number, venous stasis dermatitis of the lower extremities. Next number, Dupuytren's contracture of the right hand. Next number, chronic diastolic congestive heart failure. Next number, chronic renal insufficiency, stage 3. Next number, edema of the lower extremities. Next number, metabolic acidosis. Next number, diabetic nephropathy associated with type 2 diabetes. Next number, acute right-sided low back pain with right-sided sciatica. Next number, dilated aortic root. Next number, cardiac pacemaker in situ. Next number, history of complete heart block. Past surgical history, pacemaker in situ. Next number, varicose vein stripping. The medications, hydralazine, 100 milligrams 1 TID, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams 1 HS, losartan, 100 milligrams daily, chlorothalidone, 25 milligrams daily, Jardiance, 10 milligrams one daily, furosemide, 20 milligrams one daily, sodium bicarb, 650 milligrams daily, doxazosin, 4 milligrams 1 HS, amlodipine, 2.5 milligrams 1 HS, metoprolol succinate, 25 milligrams, 1 BID, Lantus, 25 units daily, acid reducer, 20 milligrams daily, fish oil, 2,000 milligrams daily, vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams daily, super B complex, 1,000 milligrams daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father died of myocardial infarction, mother required open heart surgery, social history, he has distant history of cigarette smoking and alcohol, further has distant history of marijuana use, period. He states that he has not smoked or used marijuana in the last 10 years, period. The review of systems, constitutional. He reports weight gain, period. He further reports fatigue. The skin, he has itching and rash, period. Eyes, he has impaired vision and uses a reading glass. Ears, he has tinnitus. Nose, he reports no problems with decreased smell, nasal discharge or obstruction. Oral cavity, no bleeding gums or sore tongue. Neck, he has pain. Respiratory, he has dyspnea on exertion. Cardiac, he reports lower extremity swelling / edema. Gastrointestinal, he has heartburn and bloating. Genitourinary, he has frequency and urgency. Musculoskeletal, he has pain, swelling, stiffness of his hands. Neurologic, he has no headache, dizziness, or seizures. The psychiatric, he has insomnia. Hematologic, he has bleeding gums and easy bleeding. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 139/53, pulse 61, respiratory rate 20, height 70.5 inches, weight 280.2 pounds. In general, he is a moderately obese male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEENT, head is atraumatic, nomocephalic, pupil equal round, reactive to light and accommodation. Sclera is clear, extraocular muscles are intact. Neck is noted to be supple. There is no adenopathy. There is no thyroidomegaly. The vision examination personnel and chart. Both eyes 20/30-1, left eye 20/30-2, right eye 20/40. The oral cavity is unremarkable. Neck reveals no adenopathy or thyroidomegaly present. Chest demonstrates normal excursion. Lungs are clear to auscultation and percussion. Cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm with normal S1 and S2. There is no S3 present. A soft systolic murmur is noted at the left parasternal border. There is no increased JVD. Carotids reveal normal obstruction volume. The radial pulses are noted to be 2 over 4 plus bilaterally. Dorsalis pedis are 2 over 4 plus, period. Abdomen is obese. There are no masses or tenderness present, period. No organomegaly is present. Back, no CVAT. Genitourinary, deferred, rectal deferred. Skin, the lower extremity bilaterally demonstrates erythema and edema, period. The findings are consistent with a stasis dermatitis, period. There is ecchymosis involving the upper extremities, period. The extremities reveal 2+ pitting edema, period. There is bilateral venous varicosity present, period. Musculoskeletal, normal range of motion, period. Psychiatric, appropriate affect, eye contact, and speech, period. Neuro, no focal abnormality is noted, speech is fluent, period. The impression, this is a 65-year-old male who is seen for disability evaluation. He is noted to have history of diastolic dysfunction, period. He further has history of chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetes, period. On examination, he is found to have ongoing findings of lower extremity edema, chronic venous stasis dermatitis, and varicosities of the lower extremity, period. The patient almost certainly has some degree of heart failure, period. However, his left ventricular systolic function is not assessed, period. There are no echocardiograms to confirm his diastolic dysfunction, period. Despite the same, comma, he has findings of chronic volume overload, period. He has limited exercise tolerance, period. He further has history of multiple comorbidities, period. As such, patient is felt to have findings consistent with New York Heart Association Class 2-3 heart failure, period. He is unable to perform tasks which requires significant lifting, carrying, or pushing, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on Baruch.